Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
This is one of my neighbors.
Hey, listen, I had something happen to me yesterday, and I just had to share with you guys.
Welcome to the show.
Guess what?
I'm getting it.
You're getting what?
A tattoo. I'm getting a tattoo.
A tattoo?
Why is that white today?
It's National Tattoo Day.
Yeah, that's what my tramp stamp says.
Hey, that is a cool tattoo, my brother.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting inked up with some tats.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! Ink tats, the coolest kind.
Happy National Tattoo Day.
Showtime.
Tattoo day.
Yeah. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morning, waking you up. It is 6:09, Friday morning, show number, 1,925.
There we go.
Wow.
There we go.
National Tattoo Day. So,
man.
And I remember for the longest time you had thought about getting a tattoo, and then you prove that it doesn't matter how old you are.
No.
You can get a tattoo.
And then it is a good point, because I know people have regrets. Oh, my God, I know they do. They say that's going on now. People are having them removed because of the ones they had, you know, done when they were 20.
Right.
That say, you know, fight for my right to party. And, you know, you're 60 now. And,
well,
yeah. But, no, I waited for a long time. I just got it a couple years ago. I got them a couple years ago, and I like them.
And I remember in your comedy routine, you would say,
yeah,
I don't want one of those tattoos that, you know, looks good now. And then, of course, then, starts drooping.
Yes, it becomes a long-stemmed rose. Yes, exactly.
Instead of a, whatever. But they still look
rose.
Good. And then
they
after
do.
Your initial
yes.
one.
Yeah, I got another one. But they're also in a place where you don't see them that often, you
Less
know?
Sun's out, guns out.
Yes,
maybe,
exactly,
so.
Mike, exactly.
I don't know anybody else. You're getting tatted up.
I know.
On National Tattoo
Today's
Day.
Today's the day. Today's
702-739-9636. Text or call. Lines are always open. Sunshine today, high 107, 110 tomorrow. And then 109 on Sunday, 84 outside right now. Here we go. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, in case you were following along, Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers may have broken up after more than two years together. Yeah. Yes, Mike. Danica's rep confirmed it. After people noticed that she unfollowed Aaron on Instagram, she also didn't show up at a recent charity golf event he was in. And neither of them had posted anything about the other in months. And they were famous for doing that, always cheering on the other one. Well, no longer. It's done.
And people watch for that?
Oh, please. You should see how many followers these two have. Yeah.
Have you noticed
that
she hasn't commented on his? Okay,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, because they were like the biggest ones, the biggest cheerleader for each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, that's too bad.
Nothing on there in a while. Yeah, I think they both like themselves a lot. So I think it was just a big fight over the mirror. That's all. You move. No, you move. I got to look at myself.
Well, sometimes it doesn't work out.
No. Alex Trebek put out another video update. He's the most optimistic guy, though he always sounds like he's reading a Jeopardy question, no matter what he does. He has a goatee. Looks pretty good, actually. It looks really good. He says he likes to grow his hair out and do things like that when he's off. And in the time he's been off, he's doing well. He said he's feeling pretty good. His numbers are good. Now, he wrote a book during his time out, his memoirs. It's called The Answer Is Reflections on My Life.
Oh.
And for the first time, this is kind of cool. Jeopardy is going to open the vaults. They can't do new shows right now.
Yeah.
So they're going to show classic episodes, including the first show that he ever hosted. So that will be very cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first guy to host Jeopardy?
Was it Art Fleming? Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was that or Concentration that he did, though he may have done both.
Art Fleming.
Yeah. 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 I know. He was good, too.
Yeah.
I liked Art. As a kid, I used to watch art with my grandma. David Hasselhoff, by the way, turns 68 years old today. The Hoff, Mike!
No!
The Hoff! Hello!
Is he going to celebrate with a big fat cheeseburger?
Yes, his favorite restaurant on the floor. Right on the floor, honey. That's where I want to go. So happy birthday to David Hasselhoff. Only 68 years old. Good for him. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Choose HPN.com.
What's in our big box? Well, you have to be watching or taking a look at the KKLZ website. Yeah. 7 o'clock, we reveal another piece of the box. So hopefully that'll get you closer to figuring out the five items.
Right.
Maybe we'll have somebody give a guess here in a little bit. Talking about National Tattoo Day.
Yeah, it's interesting. This is funny. Tony said, I got one in the military. A couple of them, actually. He said one of them I really regret because it was a woman that I was seeing while I was in the military, and we had this whole thing done, and I just need to get rid of it or have it redone.
Yeah.
Those are the regrets that people have. Now, Pat said, you know what? I waited. I was 60 years old. I just got my first tattoo, and I love it. So
wow.
I think if you wait a little bit, I have another person here. Sharon said, I got one when I turned 40. And I love it. I had always wanted one kind of like you, Carla. And I finally got it, and I'm really glad that I got it. It's kind of representative of something in my family.
Okay.
So that's very cool. I think if you do that, something close to your heart, as opposed to a person, then maybe.
All right. Frank, what about you?
I'm 45. My wife's 47. That was last year. We both got our first tattoos.
Really?
I don't regret it. She doesn't regret it. In fact, she just went back and got another one attached to the one she got on her back.
Oh, my goodness. So, you're really the only one that sees it, and unless it's summer or whatever.
You know, she's proud of it. She doesn't have no problem showing it. Mine's on my forearm. It's a cross with my son's name on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Is your son still with us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, nothing like that. But actually, the reason she got hers on hers, it's a rose with a diamond in it, and she was going back to get her father's name, birth date, and the day he passed.
Wow.
Yeah, see, so
that's why she got that.
Yeah, those tattoos that have meaning, that is very cool. I realize mine is maybe a little different, but it would have meaning to me.
If it means something to you, it doesn't matter what other people think.
And you got a microphone with a cord wrapped around your
arm. Yes, which is it's the old Shure mic that my dad used to work on.
And then you went back on the other arm.
Yes, and I did kind of a little, it's a kind of a band, but it's like beachy. It's, you know, waves and different colors.
Looks
and that.
Good.
So I like them.
I was a little shocked that you did it. All right, well, to each his own.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I listen all the time.
Quite true every day.
Waking you up on 96.3 KKLZ.
So for those people wondering, I have yet to get a tattoo on National Tattoo Day as we talk about tattoos. I don't know what it is. I just said, John, what about you?
You don't have to. You have one.
Yes, I do have a tattoo, and I want another one.
Yeah,
you do.
There you go.
I want a full sleeve down my whole arm.
Do you really?
Yes.
That's a lot of work, boy.
It's a lot of work, and it's a lot of permanent decisions.
Yeah,
which is why it hasn't happened yet.
And
a lot of time.
Yeah.
A lot of time. To decide what it's going to be, what it's going to represent, what it means to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know, you know, Angie got one. She has some on her arms, but she got one right here, about that big.
Yeah.
It was about 3.5 hours just getting that done. I know.
See, I just don't want to sit there.
You just kind of, they do the work, that's for sure. You just kind of let them do it. Some areas, that's for sure, they're a little, whew! There are a lot of people ask me why this doesn't go all the way around. Because it hurts! That's why, because it hurts!
Yeah, she couldn't do it.
In those sensitive areas.
Okay.
So you'd have a few of them, John, doing that.
Yeah, and then depending on where you get, like mine is on my calf, so I had to lay on my side the whole time.
Right.
And then,
right.
like, your bone starts hurting, your arm from laying on it, but you can't move.
That's why I did either arm. I could just lie down and relax.
Oh, boy.
I don't have to move a lot, do I? Okay.
All right. 6:40. Yeah. Here we go. We're going to give somebody a chance, even before we reveal another piece of the big box. And identify all five items in Mike and Carla's big box to win that great big grand prize package, phase one of the 96 days of summer. We got to get through news, weather, and traffic. But after that, open the phone lines. Ninth caller at 702-739-9636. You have a chance to win if you can correctly identify all five items in Mike and Carla's big box.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway.
It's time.
Carla, we have Gene on the phone. Gene, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. Keeping up with the big box on the KKLZ website, we hope.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you know the drill. We need five items, all five items, to win this humongous grand prize during the 96 days of summer. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to go with an answering machine, a ribeye steak, a seashell, a cooler, and a sand bucket.
Wow. You got 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
But I think you already knew that, right?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's good.
Don't forget, 7 o'clock, we reveal another piece of the box, so make sure you check that out. For more info on the contest, tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone or just go to 96.3KKLZ.com. Your next chance to guess, and by the way, you can play as many times as you want, going to be in the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so all you have to do is figure out the five items in Mike and Carla's big box to win that big grand prize during the 96 days of summer. Just about 10 minutes ago, revealed another piece of the box.
Yes, I know. I like it.
So
I like it.
Your next chance to guess in the 8 o'clock hour, next hour. Make sure you're listening for that cue to call in. It is 7:10 Friday morning. From last hour, you know, we talked about it being National Tattoo Day today.
Yes.
And people still texting in about getting their tattoos.
Yeah, they sure are. Shauna said, I just heard the tail end of your tattoo conversation. She said, I got mine in my 20s. Ex-husband always said if I ever got a tattoo or cut my hair short, he'd leave me. I did both. He lied. She said it took about 6 months of searching, but I finally found a picture of what I wanted. A mountain lion looking very majestic.
Oh.
Represents strength for me, which I needed to get through the 2 years it took to get my divorce. People, if it means something to you,
yeah,
it continues to mean something. My sister has, a tattoo of my mother's last heartbeats when she passed. Wow.
What, like the...
With the day that she passed, the date on it.
Oh, I see.
Like the
sound?
Yes, I'm assuming that she, like, took a picture of that or something like that. Wow, okay. Interesting. Linda said, I got my first one at 57. It's a panda. Second one at 61. It's a feather. Both on my back and shoulder blade area.
Right,
everybody loves them. Everybody loves them.
All
some
I
have
know.
Them for pets, too. Paw print. That's so cool.
When I got, when I allowed my daughters to get their belly buttons pierced when they were in their early teens, when I took them to Hawaii 1 year.
Right.
And I said, I'll do this.
Even though
your mom said, no, I'll do this because we're in international waters.
Right. And you thought they'd take that out.
And I would say, I told him, I said, I'll do this as long as you promise me you'll never get a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I noticed Nick had a tattoo like in her early 20s. I go, what happened to our promise? And you said, and you have a tattoo? Kelly has one too. She ratted her out like that.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Well, okay.
That is too funny.
Well, happy National Tattoo Day.
I was going to tell you, Andrea, listening in New York, of course, she said, you know, I've been wanting to get one. And she's like mid-30s. And she said, my dad used to threaten, I'll give you to the gypsies if you get them. I said, yeah, Mike did that with his daughters, too.
Yeah, it didn't work. All right. Sunshine today and right through the weekend. Highs in the, near about 107, 110. So just survive. Hydrate.
Yes.
88 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Football just around the corner. 72 NFL players have tested positive for coronavirus. Now, that's just a small percentage. It's like 2.5% of the league. Not a huge number, but it's enough. J.J. Watt says players are kind of being left in the dark on how this is all going to work. And you know, a lot of people are expected to report tomorrow, I believe it is.
Rookies.
So, yes.
Rookies.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're excited.
Yeah. Why do we have to go? I don't want to. It's my first year. I don't want to. Are they not going to be there? Okay. Oh, wow. Hey, U.S. dietary guidelines have been updated. And there's kind of a big change. Since 1990, they've said men should limit themselves to 2 alcoholic drinks a day.
Oh.
Women, just 1. Now they've changed it and 1 for both. Only 1 alcoholic drink per day, the experts experts say two drinks versus one leads to a higher risk of death. Now, I think just living leads to a higher risk of death.
Right.
But okay.
Can you stockpile? Can you sandbag?
Can you have like seven on a Saturday?
If you don't drink.
That's one a day. It averages out to one a day.
Hello?
Yeah. No, but sure. Why not?
Okay.
And it is an actual medical condition. People, if you've been feeling this way, it's called EHS or exploding head syndrome.
Great. Now we have to worry about this.
Yes. It consists of a loud noise. And you may have felt this, that you suddenly imagine just before you fall asleep. And it seems kind of like an explosion has gone off in your head. It occurs most often in people dealing with high levels of stress or mental fatigue. Physical fatigue affects men and women, though more common in women and more common among people 50 years and older. Yeah. Ah, what? It's exploding head syndrome. There's no horn, is there? I don't think there's a horn.
Just keep doing this.
Yeah. It's my EHS. I'm so sorry.
It's acting up again.
Gosh. I don't know what it is. I'm trying to fall asleep and that just...
Glad I could be here for you.
It is absolutely Friday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Oh, your mom doesn't want you to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to be the cool dad.
I'll be the cool dad. We'll video it like MTV and we'll get your belly buttons, you know, pierced and... But no tattoos.
Yes.
For life.
Yes.
We promised that.
Okay, sure.
Broke my heart.
I know when they become independent.
Here's another one of those. Well, this is a little bit different, but listen to the dad's response. This popular prank that kids are calling their parents from jail.
Oh, geez, yes.
And it kind of backfires on the girl. Listen to this.
Hello?
This is the collect call from Boston County Jail. Do you want to accept the call from Sheena Melwani?
Yes.
Press 1 to accept this call.
Yes. Hello, yes, please. Where do I send the money? Take her, please. I have waited so many days for this call. This rascal is troubling me day and night. Take away internet. Take away TikTok. Please, I will bend more money right now. Please come get her. Thank you. God bless.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks a lot. Take her!
I've been waiting so many years for this call.
That's hilarious. You don't call in your own voice.
Well, no.
Somebody else call if you're trying to extort your parents.
You gotta have a friend, right?
Jeez.
Yeah, this works.
Hello?
This is the collect call from Boston County Jail.
Right there.
Hi, Judy.
You're Boston. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Talked to him about some things to watch on TV over the weekend in a couple of minutes.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, talking about things you can actually watch on your TV.
Well, we got a Netflix adventure thriller called The Old Guard, starring Charlize Theron, and she plays an immortal, and she has been living for centuries. We don't know exactly how old she is, and her special team of immortals go around doing good things for mankind over the centuries, but now they're on the radar of the United States government and a deranged villain who runs a pharmaceutical company. So they're bent on capturing them, taking their DNA, and finding out what makes them immortal. So it's really cool because the action is phenomenal. And Charlize Theron, what an action hero. She's just incredible in this series. So check out The Old Guard on Netflix. It's a lot of fun.
What's the other thing?
We have a thriller, and it's called Relic. And it's from an Australian filmmaker, Natalie Erica James. And it's about a haunted house. You know, the house is haunted, but the characters are really haunted. Emily Mortimer and her daughter are coming to the truth that her mother has Alzheimer's. But her dementia is fueled by this black mold, creepy sounds of her isolated home. So it's a really, really strange thriller from Australia. It's its own genre. So Emily Mortimer turns in a great performance.
By the way, tell him about the movie you watched.
Jeff, I don't know if you've seen a movie called 365 Days.
No, I haven't. Tell me about it, other than my life.
Not a lot of people have.
It's out of Poland, and in a nutshell, really good-looking guy who's being basically chased by, you know, the Russian mafia and everyone's trying to kill him. However, there's a woman he wants. So he kidnaps her and says, if in 365 days you don't love me, you can go. Does everything not to her, doesn't touch her, doesn't do a thing to her, trying to make her love him. I watch it thinking, this is absolutely awful. I couldn't turn it off.
I could have told you that, Carla. I've tried that in the past. It doesn't work. They never fall in love.
Yeah.
That whole principle.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, I know a lot of guys out there are saying, well, there we go, right there. See, it could happen.
Carla, if you're that star for entertainment going to Polish film, just message me. I'll give you some recommendations.
I swear to God, I hate that I liked this movie.
It was
movie.
So bad she had to keep watching
it. It's not even bad, and I hate that I
All
liked
right.
it.
This is not being suggested by Vegas film critic Jeff Howard.
No, being suggested by me. You
Follow
have to understand
him on
what I'm talking about.
Facebook and, of course, YouTube, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, always great catching up with you. Have a great weekend. See, you're not the only one that has seen this movie.
No, one person said, oh, my God, Carla, you're serious about this movie. I saw it. I was up one night, nothing else to watch. I thought, what the heck? And you're right. It's really good in such a bad way. And I don't know how to describe it, but like you said, it's not a bad movie. It's just that the content is very odd and could be off-putting. Now, Dalton said, I haven't seen that movie, but I'm sure I will one of those late nights like you staying up and nothing else to watch, Carla. That's exactly what it was.
Where it's so bad, you got to keep watching.
Yeah, but like I say, it's not a bad movie, Mike. It's just the content in the movie is, I'm sure it might be a little disturbing to some, but, but you know, I'll say it's like Polish soft porn.
365.
365 days.
Okay.
Yes. There
Look
you go.
Look for it if you're up late
Netflix,
one night.
It's on Netflix.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
So people are getting closer and closer to identifying all five items in Mike and Carla's big box. Your next chance to guess. A little bit later on, next half hour.
Okay.
So we had 3 out of 5 earlier this morning.
Yeah, how about
Let's see what
that?
Happens a little bit later on this hour. Details on the 96 days of summer coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Sunshine high 107, 110 tomorrow, 109
Oosh.
On Sunday. And my wife Jody celebrating her birthday immunity month. Her birthday's on Monday.
Okay.
And she's already pulled that card a couple of times.
Yeah, she really.
Yeah, we're only like 2 weeks into.
Yeah, listen.
Month.
Guess what? We all get immunity this year, Jody.
I think so.
All of us.
I might have to put out a national, countrywide decree.
Oh boy, yeah.
2020
right?
sucks, and we all have immunity. You do whatever you want. It's about 90 outside right now. You ready for it, Carla's take on some entertainment news?
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, there's a guy in Florida. He's making a Tiger King porn parody. It should be out soon. I mentioned this a couple months ago, and it's, I don't know how long this thing's taken to you know, produce, but I'll bet it's actually less sleazy than the original, so than the real thing. Oh, man.
Can't wait for it.
Yeah, Tiger King porn. Those three words just, wow. I don't know about that. Hey, in a recent interview, you know, of course, Jeff mentioned Charlize Theron. She's promoting, of course, her new movie that Jeff mentioned, The Old Guard. She said she would love to join the WWE for a match. She's like in, I mean, she knows martial arts because of the movies that she's done and all of that. She said, I know we're in a crisis situation right now, so probably not anytime soon, but it sounds awesome, and I'd definitely get my butt kicked. So that'd be fun for everyone, she said, because I'm not a fighter. I'm an actor, but... Uh-huh. But yeah, I would do it. Why
she's
not?
A big woman too.
She is
tall.
Not big. Yes,
tall.
Very tall. Exactly. Yeah, I'll bet she's pushing 5'10" or so in there. Yeah, she's very tall. Tyler Perry donated.
She could put me in a rear naked chokehold.
Yeah,
is that what they call it?
Is that what it's called?
In,
I don't know.
In the UFC,
is that it? I've never heard the naked part, but okay.
Me neither. That's a new hold that I just made.
I was going to say, is that
well,
your
it's,
own?
It's with Charlize.
Oh, okay,
it
I
has
see.
To be a rear naked chokehold.
Okay, sure. Why not? There's a whole image that's not good in my head right now. Tyler,
well, maybe not for you.
Yeah, no, maybe not for you either. She just her or you both. Tyler Perry donated 1,000 Kroger grocery store gift cards to the Atlanta police so they could deliver them throughout the community. They were for, they're for $50 each. Bunches of them. The police tweeted thanks to Tyler Perry for donating the gift cards to help us spread goodwill among the community in Zone 3, which has been the center of many protests and unrest. And for the first time, Netflix, I just mentioned them, put out a list of their 10 most watched original movies. Number one is Extraction. I think you watched that, Mike.
Yeah.
Followed by, oh, God help me, Bird Box, Spencer Confidential, Six Underground, and Murder Mystery, which was the single most, well, probably the top five, one of the worst movies that I have ever seen, Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. It's awful. It's just awful. Number six, The Irishman. That is their most watched original movies on Netflix. Yeah. That is my take for now, brought to you by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit choosehpn.com.
We were talking about Charlize Theron would like to hop in the wrestling ring. And I got clarification. It's called the rear naked chokehold.
Yeah.
That's the maneuver in UFC.
Yeah, I think you said that.
Okay.
I think that was what you said, yeah.
I know, when you said that doesn't sound right, I started doubting myself.
Oh, no, it doesn't sound, it doesn't sound right.
Oh.
I didn't mean that.
For her to put me in that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a hold I'm going to be in.
I would imagine you'd, I'd imagine you'd rather put her in that one, but
Well, tomato, tomato.
She's tough, man. Yeah. She has had
like
some
major
training.
And like we said, she's
training.
Like 5'10", 5'11", or something.
Yeah, she's very
like
tall.
That,
so. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, talking about movies, 25th anniversary of Braveheart, 4K DVD package. We have that to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back a little bit. Who on this morning show earlier this week said, this whole thing doesn't work out. I don't know if I'll ever do comedy again. I'm going to be a dog.
Okay.
Between Mike, Carla, John, Morty.
Okay.
This whole thing doesn't work out. Don't know if I'll ever do comedy again. I'm going to be a dog.
Okay.
Who on this morning show was responsible for saying that? All right?
Got it.
Ninth caller. You can tell us who said that on this morning show this week. You're a winner. Got that Braveheart anniversary DVD, 4K DVD to give away, and a Papa John's pizza. Just asking you, out of everybody on the morning show, Mike, Carla, John, Morty, who said this whole thing doesn't work out? Don't know if I'll even do comedy again. I'm going to be a dog. Russ is on the phone. Shouldn't be too hard for you, Russ.
It was you, Carla.
Yes. It was me. You're darn right.
I should have taken out the comedy line.
I know.
Well, and I heard it originally anyway, but yeah, the comedy thing kind of gave it away. I know it wasn't Mike, so.
We were talking about this woman who on TikTok has been making videos of her acting like a dog. And she's about to make $1 million.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Not that crazy.
I haven't even watched it. I really don't have any interest in watching.
No, are
and
you
did
guys...
you say she's naked?
In some of them. Not all of them, but in some of them. If that's what people ask for.
Right.
Yeah, it's $20 a pop.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
And that's when Carla said, this whole thing doesn't work out. I don't know if I'll ever do comedy again. I'm gonna be a dog.
Yes.
Russ, you got the 25th anniversary Braveheart 4K DVD prize package, plus a one-topping pizza from Papa John's. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick it up. Everything, of course, from the Kell Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. The DVD, thank you, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard.
Yeah, I know when you mentioned comedy, it wasn't mine.
Whatever.
Are you kidding me?
I know. Well, it was just being specific.
How many people have checked out the big box on our website, already revealed another piece?
Yeah.
Earlier this morning, maybe we should give somebody a shot to guess what five items are in our big box and hopefully win that grand prize. We'll do that here in a couple of minutes. Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, 96.3 KKLZ.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Text or call either way. We always love to hear from you. 8:38. So this morning at about 7 o'clock, they revealed another piece of the box.
Yes.
To help you figure out the five items in Mike and Carla's big box. Now, we have the Top Golf. Mm-hmm. We have that great three-day, two-night stay out at the Westin Lake Las Vegas. And that great Beat the Heat San Diego getaway.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, a lot of people have asked, you can use these, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it right now.
Right. Good.
That's you might want to do it later in the year or maybe early next year or something like that.
Agree.
So that's why we thought stay here, stay there, and grip it and rip it over at Top Golf and rear naked chokehold and everything else.
Yes, so. I know. Either way.
Okay.
We were talking about Charlize Theron earlier, John, as you heard. Yeah.
John's not always in here. But.
I know. John gets the abbreviated version. Yes.
I just know I need to watch 365.
Yes.
We're all going to
365 days.
Yes. Okay.
It's on Netflix, in case anybody's wondering. I'm not promoting this movie. It's just a movie I happen to watch and...
Well, it seems like you clearly are.
Well, no, I want people to know what I'm talking about because I shook my head for almost 2 hours.
So you want people to watch it so they know that it's as bad as you're saying.
But keep in mind, you keep saying bad. It's not that it's bad. The content is... Okay, it's surprisingly odd. Yes,
okay,
it's off. It's a little off, and it's...
Well, let's all watch it this weekend.
It's sexy, but it's sexy, and I just... Oh,
and I'll tell Jody, I'll play dumb.
Well, and I know Jody's going to watch it, though, and go, why are we watching this? But don't turn it off.
Because Carla said...
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, no, but you can't turn it off.
One of those, you know, independent movies from Poland.
Yes, from Poland, by the way.
And I'm part Polish, so I think we should watch it.
And there are subtitles, and then they, like, break out in English. It's like, well, what are we doing here? What? Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay.
Boy, she is going to call birthday immunity month so quick.
I know.
Like that. All right. Let's... You know what? If you want to try to guess getting back to the Mike and Carla's big box, you want to give it a shot, ninth caller right now. You got to be over 21 years of age or older. 702-739-9636. Now, phones are ringing. Keep in mind, we got to get through news and weather. Then we'll pick up and find a winner or somebody to take a guess and win the grand prize during the 96 days of summer.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 days of summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway.
It's time.
Well, Carla, it wouldn't be a morning without candy.
We're trying so hard here.
I know, I like it.
All right, Candy, you know the drill, so give us all five items in Mike and Carla's big box to win. Go ahead.
A banana, a blue ice pack, a portable fan, a camera, and a swimsuit.
Again, 0 out of 5.
Girl.
But you're playing the game a different way, right?
Right.
Okay. So, doesn't matter.
No, that's good. That's good.
But you're getting there.
Yep.
Yes.
And you know you can play as many times as you want your next chance to play with Wendy Rush, 11 o'clock. Make sure you check out details on the KKLZ free app on your smartphone or go to 96.3KKLZ.com. Candy, we'll probably talk to you later.
Yep.
Hopefully.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Police in Minnesota have been using drones to spy on people for illegally going nude at a beach.
Oh, yes, I'm
like
sure
they don't have a lot.
That's why they're doing that.
Enough going on there.
We got to curtail the nudity at the beach.
They've wound it up. They wound up giving several people citations over the weekend.
They just drop them.
I guess
just drop them down there. Jeez, ow!
I don't know. But in Minnesota, with everything going on as it is in that state,
I know.
We can't have people going nude.
I just cut my nipple. I don't know what happened.
At the beach. All right. I love this. It's just funny. And it's stupid, kids. But you know what? Who wouldn't have done this if we could have? Teenagers are posting TikTok videos where they dress up as grandparents, using their masks to cover their faces so they can buy booze.
Oh, please. I wish I had thought of that.
It gets a little it gets a little boring asking, you know, strange adult.
If I give you $5, will you buy a beer? Yeah, that. And also, you know, it was a lot of money for a fake ID. So, geez.
This way, with the mask, you just need the wig.
You can't even tell. Dude, you can't tell. And seriously.
And the
looks like my phone.
Old, or the big pants, or
okay,
the old dress or something. I don't know. And you go in by booze.
Okay. I love it.
But here's the thing. Now that they put the video on social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
It blows it. You don't do something like that. That seems.
Well, no. Yeah.
And then blow it.
Oh, kids, just they got to learn. They got to learn, people. We get these stories a lot, but I have to do this because of the description. In Newton, Massachusetts, police looking for a man who stole $600 worth of wine from a Wegmans grocery store. Now, the man stuffed three $200 bottles of wine down his pants. Now, the store clerk called 911, said they saw a large protrusion from a man's groin.
Uh-huh.
That is how they he stole the wine, so that was in the description. I'm sorry, what a protrusion from the man's groin. All right, thank you so much. You sure that was wine? It was wine, yes.
Let's look at the video.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a bottle of wine.
Yeah, that's wine. 200 bottles, $200 bottles of wine. Wow. I mean, he stole big.
Well, he's got great taste.
Yes, he does. Yes, this crook has really good taste. And this is the story to end all stories, and I'm telling you right now, I am wasting my life. 21 years old, she is. Jenna Phillips, she quit her job in Texas as an optician. She's making a whole lot of money acting like a dog for people online. It's a huge fetish out there. She makes six figures a month with videos pretending to like I say, be a dog. She chases balls. She walks on a leash, rolls around in the grass, mostly naked. But yes, exactly. Yeah. That's her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's naked in most of them. But, you know, she is on pace to clear more than $1 million this year.
Just pretending to be a dog.
Pretending to be a dog, yes. I seriously have wasted my life. If I had known that I could roll in the grass and, you know what, take a bath here and there, just whatever, whatever. You'd be amazed at how far down I can get.
Well, you're little anyway, so.
I am. $1 million.
What kind of dog would you be?
I would probably be like a dachshund.
Okay.
Like a wiener dog. Yeah, yes, I'd be a wiener dog. Yes. You know, I could, because the chihuahuas, too, they're mean. You never know. You just never know with them dachshunds. Yeah, you kind of know. A dachshund, maybe a beagle. Maybe I'd be a beagle, too.
Okay, well, I'll bring in a leash tomorrow. We'll start making money.
You know what? Do not laugh, because I'm telling you right now, this whole thing doesn't work. I don't know if I'll ever do comedy again. I'm going to be a dog. That's what I'm going to.
Don't bother Carla. She's getting the paper for
yes.
me.
That's right. Isn't she in the bathroom? No. Well, no, she's outside. Oh, man, I don't want to think
that's
I missed
the GM's
boat.
Car.
Yes.
Well, it's a BMW, so.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't matter. Is that her leg? That's her leg. It sure is.
She's a boy dog. Wow.
Yeah, some of them still, you know, some of the girls don't know. They can go either way. They do a squat or a lift. It doesn't matter.
If anybody should know, you should.
Thank you. That is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news so you can start your day on a positive note. This is out of Long Island, New York. And these, Pamela Deal is her name. She has started a Facebook group. When kind of all this started with the pandemic, there were about 100 people. It's up to about 32,000 now. And they're called the Wine Fairies of Long Island. And they are, quote, dusting the community with kindness and wine. You can sign up. they kind of, people send in their stories, things like that. A lot of people, of course, who have had their kids at home for quite some time, they're dropping off a lot of those wine baskets to them.
Wow.
It's wine. They also throw in, you know, like cheese and crackers and things
blah, blah, blah.
Yes, yeah, but it's wine. So, yeah, so they have dropped off a whole lot of these packages over the past few months. People donate to it as well. They'll give to it. They'll basically ask back if they've had a bad couple of weeks or something like that. So it is indeed the Wine Fairies of Long Island.
Nice.
You can find them on Facebook. It's very, very cool. About 400 houses thus far.
It's a great
story. What a great surprise.
You could be queen mother
of
Vegas wine fairies.
I sure could.
That's something you could do.
Oh, on the days I'm not a dog, I can go out and deliver wine.
Or deliver wine as a dog.
Oh, man, I love it.
If you have a feel-good story like that, of course, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Or if you want local, you just want to tell us your story, call us up, 702-739-9636. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Kane City Tourism. Canab, westernlegends.com. Get tickets today, recapping the show. Well, getting together with relatives. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
And a couple who's engaged to be married in September found out they're fourth cousins.
Yeah, did the old 23andMe. It's like, okay. But
right.
At that point, again, less than 1% DNA is even shared. So
you know what? Let the kids deal with it.
Yes, that's right. We didn't
that's what
know.
I say.
Sorry.
Also, how to bill a mill. Carly, you had mentioned it. The woman who put on a TikTok video acting like a dog is set to make $100,000?
No, $1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million this year
just for her video. So, Carla, wine fairy or dog, your choice. And we had a couple of guesses as to what's in our big box.
Yep.
2 out of 5. Hopefully you were listening this morning.
Getting there.
Your next chance coming up with Wendy Rush, who, by the way, is up next. She will have your next chance to guess in the noon hour, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, you have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.